Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We start in Madrid, Spain, where Devon Achan had 165 yards from scrimmage. Dolphins kicked a 29-yarder in overtime to squeak out a 16-13 win. In Buffalo, Josh Allen threw three touchdown passes and ran for three. The Bills are 7-3 after they outmuscled the Bucs 44-32. Will Lutz kicked a walk-off field goal as time expired to elevate the Broncos to a 22-19 win over Kansas City. It was an eighth straight win for Denver, who heads into their bye at 9-2. Rams are now atop the NFC West after they escaped with a 21-19 win over Seattle. Staying in the division, Brock Purdy's return from injury, a complete success. The Niners quarterback tossed three touchdowns, led San Francisco to a 19-point win over Arizona. And in Sunday Night Football, the Eagles got their eighth win of the year after they caged Lions 16-9. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee forwards recommendations to City Council. Slo County voter participation rate higher than state average for special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for its second meeting last week on Wednesday. The Ad Hoc Committee was presented with a comprehensive summary of issues raised in the previous meeting regarding food truck regulations in the city.
Piper and Katie did a great job of bringing up a synopsis of all the complaints and drafting some recommendations based on input from community members at the last public meeting. And they drafted six recommendations that were then discussed on Wednesday night.
That's Councilmember Chris Bausch, a member of the Ad Hoc Committee, alongside Councilmember Steve Gregory, discussing the meeting with KPRL News. Chris Bausch highlighted four of the six recommendations sent to City Council for discussion. Food trucks must adhere to city noise regulations, limit the space of shade structures and tables. They must carry a city business license and county permit if operating within a day and a year for the city. And private businesses must also carry a special use permit if they host a food truck for a private event. The ad hoc committee asked staff to further research an ordinance that would require a minimum setback from public sidewalks. The last recommendation will also be discussed by council, which would restrict food trucks from the city's downtown core to reduce conflict. These recommendations will be discussed and approved or denied by the city council in one of its December meetings, Councilmember Bausch told KPRL on Friday. San Luis Obispo County voter participation for special election over state average. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The County Elections Office has completed its 1% manual tally of voters and is on track to tabulate all ballots by this afternoon. The latest unprocessed ballot report was released on Friday afternoon, with about 10,000 unprocessed ballots left. The Clerk Recorder's Office says these include the final batches of mail ballots, all provisional ballots, and ballots requiring a voter's signature cure. The final report is expected to be released this afternoon by 5 p.m. The Elections Office also completed its 1% manual tally, confirming the accuracy of its tabulators. The Clerk Recorder's Office notes that voter participation across the county was well above the statewide average. SLO County's participation was about 62 to 65%. The statewide average was about 50%. 96% of ballots in the county were mail ballots and 4% were cast at the polls. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m., traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, and then around the downtown City Park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Paso Robles Main Street Association has announced the deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. The parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25, as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to PasRobles.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. The City of Paso Robles announced there will be a temporary closure of the restrooms in the downtown City Park this week. Closures start today and will end Friday, November 21st. Work will include repainting of all walls and security gates, refinishing the wood doors, and resealing of the brick facade. During this closure period, public access to restrooms can be found across the street in the city's library lobby. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be holding its next meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. TAG holds monthly meetings to solicit community input and provide feedback about proposed development projects in the area. TAG's annual election is approaching, and any interested TAG members that wish to serve on the 2026 board must submit an application no later than January 22nd. Three TAG delegate seats are up for election in 2026, which will be held in March. TAG is also seeking to improve its outreach and will discuss various drafted flyers to do so. TAG meetings are in person only and are held in the Templeton CSD boardroom, 420 Crocker Street. In sports for the NFL, the Jaguars beat the Chargers 35-6, the Bills over the Buccaneers 44-32, the 49ers beat the Cardinals 41-22, the Rams over the Seahawks 21-19, the Ravens beat the Browns 23-16, and the Raiders and Cowboys will play tonight in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Kings 123-110, the Celtics over the Clippers 121-118, Warriors beat the Pelicans 124-106, Lakers beat the Bucks 119-95 on Saturday. Tonight, the Clippers will face the 76ers, Pacers will go against the Pistons, the Hornets will face the Raptors, and the Thunder will go against the Pelicans. In high school football, for Game 2 of the CIF playoffs, Redwood from Visalia shut out San Luis Obispo 54-0. Liberty at Madera defeated Morro Bay 41-27. Arroyo Grande will advance to Game 3, defeating Garces of Bakersfield 42-29. And the Templeton Eagles will also advance. They defeated Coalinga on Friday in a home game 40-14. In Game 3, the Eagles will host North High from Bakersfield, and Arroyo Grande travels to take on Tulare Union. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, 8 people injured after a Chino Hills house exploded from an apparent gas leak. The structure of the house blown apart and on fire. This woman lives nearby.
Just heard a loud boom, a loud explosion. And when I ran out front, I was one of the first people on the scene. And it was just car alarms. Half the house was gone.
A total of 16 homes had to be evacuated. The explosion could be felt a mile away. Some neighbors saying the home in question had been visited by police several times before the explosion. 4 people dead, 5 others rescued after a panga boat capsized off Imperial Beach. Local Fire Chief John French says Border Patrol officers saw the boat crossing into the U.S. from Mexico before it capsized.
We have Coast Guard still out there, you know, looking out there in the water to see if there's any other bodies out there.
More rain in the forecast today before it starts to clear up a little tomorrow. Some flooded roadways, mud and debris flows in Southern California. Man trying to rescue his daughter from the ocean drowned with her near Big Sur. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Recent droughts in California pushed the cost of surface water for farmers and other users by $487 per acre foot, according to a new study by researchers at the University of California, Davis. That's more than triple the cost of water during an average year. During dry years, we have really high surface water prices, and during wet years, we have really low water prices, said lead author Madeline Turland, a former UC Davis graduate student who is now an assistant professor of resource economics at the University of Alberta. The researchers found that greater use of California's aquifers to store surface water during wet years could help stabilize water prices in years of drought and in turn benefit farms and the state's economy. This study shows why coordinating both sources matters. It can lower costs now and help communities and farmers better weather future climate swings, Turland said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence at happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Cloudy skies with some showers this morning, becoming partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, with about a 25% chance of showers, becoming cloudy skies after midnight. Lows right around 40, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, clouds on Thursday with a half inch of rain, showers Friday morning, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s on Thursday, low 60s Friday, mid 60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The first of the delayed government reports are starting to come in, and there's an upbeat reading. Construction spending in August was stronger than expected, up 0.2%. Economists were anticipating a decline. Also, manufacturing in New York State improved this month. The New York Fed says demand picked up, even though manufacturers were less optimistic. The index rose. Economists were predicting it would fall. The September employment report is released on Thursday. Berkshire Hathaway has revealed it purchased a $4.9 billion stake in Alphabet, parent of Google. It's expected to be the last major decision from Warren Buffett, who is stepping back at the end of the year. Alphabet shares are up more than 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Right choice, AM 1230 KPRL. It's that time of the year, and that is the 38th annual Coats for Kids Drive. And they will, the folks are partnering with the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. The day of giving is December 13th. That will take place at the Paso Robles Event Center. And they need good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution. You can get them cleaned up. All you have to do is for the location, boxes, and where to get them cleaned. If so, just go to coatsforkidsslocounty.org. Or if you'd like to volunteer to set up or for the distribution, contact Gail at 805-570-4524. And they thank you very much.
Start the holiday season with the Optimist Clubs of Paso Robles and Atascadero's Optimist Festival of Trees. Music, door prizes, a festive holiday dinner, photos with Santa, and the Optimist Christmas Tree Raffle. Each tree is uniquely decorated and includes at least $300 worth of gifts that will go home with the lucky ticket holder. The Optimist Festival of Trees, Saturday, November 22nd at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Doors open at 2 p.m. Get your tickets by calling 805-469-5609 or at eventbrite.com.
Am I racist? I believe all of us would emphatically say no. This question is asked and answered in an American satirical documentary starring Daily Wire pundit Matt Walsh. The DEI movement is lampooned with humorous undercover investigating that sheds a bright light on the racist question. Join us at Republican headquarters Thursday, September 25th at 6 p.m. for movie night. Pizza, salad, and soda with a $20 donation. Come visit our new website at rpsloc.org. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. With four time zones, it's quite possible that your clocks and my clocks are as much as 3 hours apart. Have you ever wondered how these time zones came about? Well, stick around and you'll find out. Today, if you're going to make a long-distance phone call, you have to take into consideration the time zone of the person you're calling. With a possible 3-hour difference, it very well could be before our past business hours. Back in the Old West, it wasn't this way. It was actually virtually impossible to know what time it was in the next town or territory. This is because clocks were set to the local movement of the sun. In effect, each town had its own time zone. Local times were established when the sun was at its highest point in the sky. This was known as noon or high noon. Since towns were some distance apart and travel between them took days or even weeks, this time difference wasn't much of a problem. But as railroads started crisscrossing the continent, the time between towns shrank to hours, and the time differences became a real problem. It was necessary for railroad timetables to list dozens of arrival and departure times for the same train, and that's no way to operate a railroad. With the railroads being extremely powerful, the American and Canadian railroads got together and divided the continent into four different time zones at the 75th, 90th, 105th, and 120th meridians. On November 18, 1883, the new time zones took effect. Most Americans and Canadians immediately accepted the new time schedules. However, it was not until 1918 that the federal government officially adopted the time zones and placed them under the Interstate Commerce Commission. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control
services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avalatraffic.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Paso Robles' annual Christmas Light Parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles on Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. The deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. You can go to PasoRobles.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. The county elections office has completed its 1% manual tally, confirming the accuracy of its tabulators and is on track to tabulate all remaining unprocessed ballots by this afternoon. The clerk recorder's office also says the voter participation for Slo County was about 62 to 65%, higher than the state average of about 50%. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump calling on House Republicans to release all of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
The president posted on Truth Social overnight. I want to read it to you. He said, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetuated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the success of the Republican Party.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the White House. A vote in the House on the bill to release the files could take place tomorrow. Back to normal at the 40 airports where the FAA drops its mandated cuts in flights. This woman comparing your trip to Houston and this morning's return flight home.
The TSA lines was out the airport when we was coming here. When we came back, it's actually not that bad, but it's also 4 in the morning. My flight's not till 7.
A gunman attacking a high school in northwestern Nigeria early on Monday, kidnapping 25 schoolgirls, killing one staffer, injuring another. That's according to police. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, about an 85% chance of more rain this morning, ending late morning, early afternoon. May get a little bit more later on in the early evening, about a 25%. Highs today in the upper 50s, and again, those clouds overnight. Lows right around 40, and then for your Tuesday, we will have temperatures in the low 60s with some clouds Wednesday. Rain coming back, about a 75% chance on Thursday, mid-50s, low 60s On Friday, perhaps some AM showers, about 50%. And then Saturday, mid-60s. Upper 60s on Sunday. Sunny upper 60s a week from today as we head for Thanksgiving week. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 642 AM, 456 PM. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass Sliding or Swinging Doors, with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, speaking of holidays, I will have Mr. Ross Porter. He was with the Paso Robles Fire Department. Holiday safety, pretty important, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Don't become a news story. Email, and Susanna, if she can get out of the mucky muck down there on the coast, on the ranch she lives. So that could be a last-minute thing, but we will, you'll find out at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And don't forget that 75. You can do a little texting as well. High-tech stuff here. Whatever may be on your mind, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's nice and simple, and I did get a text, and what does it say? He was also known as the franchise. I'm assuming that's Mr. Seaver. Well, yes, he was. He was the greatest player in the history of the New York Mets, bar none. Bar none. What if Nolan Ryan would have stayed with the Mets? Nah, Seaver was still better than Ryan. I know that will upset a guy in a Tascadero, but not even in the same class. So let's not even go there with that. Okay, Chris, question for you.
What's the question?
Well, I did have a question, but we have this thing called a phone call.
That's more important.
That's right. The phone calls are more important. No offense, Chris. No offense.
None taken.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're about the same age, you and I, Kevin. I'm 63. And anyways, I'm just judging because some of your experiences and stuff. But anyhow, when I was in my, formative years about, attending, town events and then, busting my can at various labor jobs, we had a thing would pull up a couple times a day called the Roach Coach. And that was, I guess, a food truck. They would pull up and they'd sell you, preheated up packaged burritos and sandwiches and stuff at an inflated price. But there was no thought of, sitting down at a table with a shade structure and eating there. When did this all change?
I can't tell you.
But? I mean, all of a sudden, food trucks, it's like I've seen them. They get there in the morning and put out a dozen tables and shade structures. They might even leave them up overnight. These are restaurants.
Well, I think somebody called in, I don't know how long ago, but I guess it doesn't matter, said that, one, we're a tourist town, and apparently those trucks are cheaper than, less expensive than restaurants, and people, they just want to get something, sit down and relax and eat. They don't want to, take it back to their hotel room, or they don't want to be walking around eating it, so, instead of, I guess, walking over to the city bench or whatever, that's what they do now.
Yeah, so all the restaurants that are paying all the taxes and employing people just get to watch this under-the-table thing go on, and everybody's fine, right?
Well, I think, Chris, you know more about this story than I do. Part of it was that they would be out of the downtown corridor area, although I don't know if that was agreed upon.
Both Bausch and Gregory said, I'm paraphrasing here, that it wasn't a good idea. They didn't say that exactly, but they both said probably not, but that will go to council for a full discussion, and the full city council will decide whether or not they want to approve that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at what is the, quote, downtown corridor. I mean, I've lived in Paso Robles my whole life, and there's been restaurants from, I don't know, whatever it is, what the last street is, you know, where you take the Spring Street exit going south on 101. There was a bowling alley, and I can't think of it. And there was a long-time restaurant up there that's gone now. I mean, restaurants close, I understand.
Well, there was...
What is the downtown corridor? I mean, from you get back on the freeway at First Street. To me, that's the downtown corridor.
They do define it. There is a zoning district that they have a map for. Sorry to cut you off, Kevin.
No, that's all right. I think that would be kind of akin to what the... in the downtown district regarding the famous parking and the areas that they designated that. Now, you may be referring to Wilson's down in our end of town at 24th, and there's a couple as you head towards the so-called downtown corridor where there's some restaurants, and the same coming from the south of the city. So, yeah, your question is they've just defined it for probably because they have to pick an area and designated that.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I still don't, like I said, I'm food trucks niche. You just sell food, you know, that you eat while you're at work. To me, that's what food trucks are for, not to be restaurants.
Well, you know, a lot of tourist towns, they have those pop-up places or mobile places where you go and you get this and you get that. And, you know, some people just don't want to go into a restaurant and sit down and go all through that. You know, I don't know what that means, go all through that. But that's become a trend, not just here, but all around the country.
Well, you know something? We have a governor that always talks about, you know, California needs to lead. Well, right now, nobody's following. And to me, it's one of those things that, okay, just to explain to people that towns operate on income and people get employed. And that all comes from, you know, supporting the brick-and-mortar businesses that make up the town. And for someone to come in and, you know, just kind of set up one on the outskirts with essentially no overhead, well, I mean, the truck costs money and all, but as far as the restaurant goes, you know, for $300 at Costco, you've got a restaurant.
Well, I know you're being a little facetious, but it's more than that. And part of the reason, again, from what the conversations were on the phone, was that many of these people, they want to do this for a living because they can't afford the brick and mortar because of the rents or the cost of the building itself.
Okay, I totally agree with that, and there's entrepreneurship, and I totally understand that. But, okay, so that's the rules, though. I mean, you can't just, you know, it's like anything else. You can't just, like, go to a vacant lot and throw out some chairs and call it a restaurant.
All right, so would you just like to see them banned?
Well, I would like to see the outside seating areas banned.
Well, from their first email this morning is, where is the enforcement going to come from?
Well, you know, they're pretty obvious out there, but it's like everything else. I mean, yeah, we have a lot of rules that don't get enforced, and that's stupid because, you know, an unenforced rule only empowers people. So, you know, what can I say? Enforce them. I mean, we have, you know, a certain amount of police force out there and a certain amount of, you know... Why can't the restaurants file a grievance and say, go get them?
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It's not over.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, okay, I travel a lot, too. We go up and down the freeway, and one of them is out in, Castaic Lake area. There's like a whole neighborhood of food trucks there and restaurants that are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that's just my thought.
Okay. All right, bye.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Were you embarrassed by the condition of your bag?
You mean before it was demolished?
Yeah, either side of that, okay?
No, because I'll never see those people again, so I don't give a damn if they look okay at my bag and say, boy, he looks like homeless people on the street had a bag better looking than mine, but as I always go to, it worked.
Absolutely, I agree.
You know, I used it twice a year for 30 years, and yeah. I got I got state-of-the-art, brand-new, big one. So it was, I got more than my money's worth, and I got twice the bag for free.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and again, nothing was missing. Nothing was, gone. Nothing was messed up. So, yeah, no. When I travel, you know, you're not going to see those people again.
So the next time you go, your bag's going to disappear because somebody's going to want the bag.
No, I'm going to take Linda's old bag and okay. and see if that one can get disheveled. I mean, get caught up in whatever got caught in and get her a new one, too. And that way, again, and hers are older than mine.
Oh, God. Okay. So the reason I called, I was had a conversation the other day with one of the checkers at one of the grocery stores. Seems that by January 1st, they can no longer use plastic bags, okay? And the price is going to go up to 25 cents for a bag. And I was just doing a little look here of where that 25 cents goes. Well, the grocery store gets a little bit of money for handling, but the bulk of it goes to the county. Oh, for recycling, but we always pay for recycling with our trash bill. And so that's going to go up. There's no more plastic bags after this. Some of the stores don't have plastic bags. But if you're on one of the assistant programs, you don't have to pay for your bag.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, I did a little research here, you know, and that was a surprise to me. So there's no motivation for those people to bring their own bag because they get them for free. All right? For whatever reason. But we're paying probably 20 cents of that 25 cents is going to go to the county. And I didn't realize that's what goes on there. And the cost of these bags on some of the stores that was explained to me is extreme because if the checkers are not paying attention, they can put the store in the red just by giving away all these bags. They have to because they have to pay for them, and the money has to be accountable, and they have to pay the county and all that. So just it's another hidden tax for us.
Well,
so there you have it.
Well, it's the hidden tax is if you buy the bag.
Correct.
All right. So I don't know why we're subsidizing people, if that's true, for the that use the cards for the bags. Because I do notice, not all the time, that a lot of people that are on those, whatever you want to call them, I'm just going to call them food stamps. I don't care what they call them now, that they will ask for bags. And I just find that it's kind of, well, I guess consistent because people who don't use them, many of them have their own bags.
Yes. Yeah, I was just, like I said, I did a little research here and there it popped up and I went, well, isn't that nice? So, but anyway, no plastic bags out after the first year. And they're also saying that these bags have to withstand 125 uses. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, hey. Paper bags.
Well, you mean the plastic bags.
Evidently, the required compliant reusable bags for sale, which must meet specific durability and material standards, such as being designed for at least 125 uses.
Based on what? What are the uses? Does it just say normal use?
It's uses. That's all it says. And capable of carrying 22 pounds.
Well, if you carry 22 pounds in those bags, it ain't going to last 125 uses.
I know. So, anyway, I just thought that was interesting, what's going on. Well, I'll let you go. Welcome back, you know.
Okay.
Now you're, now you're planning on your next trip. You got to take another trip so you can get another bag. So there you go, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you another kind of guess thing I weaseled out of on this trip. On the on the flight back on the to Denver, they have the screen in the, you know, on the seat. I like to watch the flight because when it passes over some cities, it gives you some trivia on them. But anyway, so I decided that I'm going to try a movie, and because this is the screen, you don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
All right. So I saw the movies, and most of them, you know, are newer. So I didn't. But then I saw The Godfather Part One. So I pressed that, and I didn't want to rent or buy headphones. And so I'm watching the movie without headphones, and I realized I didn't need the headphones because I've watched The Godfather so much that I knew what they were saying in almost every line.
You need to get a life, my friend.
The guy across the road from me looked over a couple of times like, this idiot's watching this movie with no headphones. What's wrong with him? I'm saying, well, sir, I don't want to pay $2 to buy them or rent them or whatever they do there. I don't know. Because I was lip reading very well.
You're easily entertained, huh?
Yeah, I guess I entertained myself and him. So. All right.
You guys take care.
All right. You too. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Regards to the earlier caller you had about the food trucks, and I remember the day when those food trucks were just a pickup truck with a food cooler in back, and all the food was prepacked sandwiches or prepacked candies or whatever it was, and that's fine. But the evolution of them happened with people cooking in them, and the evolution took some time, but now they're fairly sophisticated, and they do have to have licenses, and they do have to have inspections, health inspections, and cleanliness inspections, and I'd much rather eat off a food truck than many of the restaurants in any town. So as far as having seating, how about COVID? They made everybody go outside and eat. You know, I don't understand where he's coming from. Just because people want to sit down and rest and have a bite to eat, as long as there's no abuse or there's loitering taking place without eating a meal, what's the difference? And this, and I'm for the city. And by the way, I want to, before I forget, thank Mr. Bausch for giving us the information last Friday on your last segment about what was said. He came through and kind of enlightened everyone. And I'm with the government or those that in power be that we should have periodic checks on licenses and permits. They're necessary. And if you have it, fine. If you're not, well, you pay a fine and you can serve whatever the penalty would be if there is a, you know, whatever the penalty is written.
Well, you know, one can only put your own preferences that, you know, at lunchtime, if it's a nice day, maybe people would rather eat outside than inside.
Absolutely. And I think I don't know who I spoke to it about one time, that a lot of towns I've seen, you probably have too, have designated areas for food courts. And I don't know what access property cities have, you know, in the area, but they could establish food courts, which would be beneficial to everyone. Now, I think there's the political lobby or something in regards to keeping them out of the downtown quarter, which I don't know where they would go to the downtown quarter anyway, because of the way Paso Robles downtown quarter is structured. So some of it is political, and just because they don't have a brick-and-mortar business doesn't mean they're not legit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, again, we've had some people, one particular gentleman, now you may know him, who called in when we had this talk about a month or so ago, and he's been here for a long time and has an outstanding reputation.
Right.
Yep.
And,
okay.
That goes for a lot of places up and down the coast. I think you have to go, don't you?
Yes, sir. We are 5 seconds away from saying goodbye.
Bye now.
All right. Perfect. He said it for us.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. City of Paso Robles announced there will be a temporary closure of the restrooms in the downtown city park this week from Monday till Friday. During this closure period, public access to restrooms can be found across the street in the library's lobby.
Passerable's Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for a second time last week on Wednesday with Gregory and Bausch, presented with six recommendations made by staff based on feedback. The recommendations will be discussed by the full city council in a meeting in December. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Ross Porter from the Paso Robles Fire Department. Holiday safety, extremely important. Get ready for that. And if she can get out of the muck down there on her offer ranch in on the coast, Suzanne will be here from 1 until 2. Take care. Be careful out there on the roads with the rain. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.